Astonishing Legends Network.
It's Flashback Friday, and you know what that means. A classic episode of Scared All the Time's fan favorite bonus show, New Fear Unlocked, is out of the vault and on the main feed. This episode originally aired on Patreon May 8th, 2025, but is being played by you right now.
Disclaimer: this episode includes the usual amount of adult language and graphic discussions you've come to expect around here. But in the event it becomes an unusual amount, expect another call from me.
You can't take a week off, not when the people need content. So it's time to fill the trough with something halfway decent. That only sort of rhymed, which is about halfway to decent. So we're doing fine. And you're doing fine. And now it's time for a bonus episode, an unnamed new kind of show, featuring the hosts you know. And it starts right now. And it starts right now.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Scared on Time.
Scared on Time. That's our third show we're launching. It's going to be delivered to you at the same time every week.
I started to say Scared All the Time, and then I tried to pivot to New Fear Unlocked, and it came out as Scared on Time.
Ed and I are fried, ladies and gentlemen. We have been going through a social media boot camp today.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Trying to learn
To be young.
Yeah, we're trying to learn to be young, and you can't teach these old dogs new tricks, it turns out.
Nope.
We're trying, though. We are recommitting ourselves to doing more for the social media feeds. Instagram, I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Facebook group, pretty good. By the time you hear this, we'll have crossed 1,000. I think we're at 997 or 998 group members as of today.
But these kids, the kids we meet with tell us about social media. They say we're not doing good.
Don't tell people we meet with kids. We don't want that out there.
I'm cutting that out anyway.
we want to grow those numbers, so we're going to recommit to TikTok. We're trying to come up with some TikTok stuff we can do. And
so by recommit, we mean actually go to TikTok.
Yeah, well, we did some reels for a hot second at the beginning of the show.
On our burner phone.
Yeah, on a burner phone, because one of our fears is being tracked by whatever the Chinese version of the KGB is.
But now we're being tracked by both and what sounds like the American version of the KGB. So that's why we're like, fuck it, we're going to TikTok. Who cares?
We're going to TikTok. Who cares? Yeah, we also had given up because we thought TikTok was going to go away, and now it seems like it's not.
It's going to stay, and they're going to have a bunch of billionaires buy it who suck. So might as well jump on this new endeavor.
Yeah, so we're gonna try it out. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. It's probably gonna be scary fact content, maybe some stuff from scary movies that we want to talk about.
We have no idea.
We're gonna try to have
it'll
fun
be
with
free
it.
So who cares what it is, but it is it will be out there.
But that's not why you listen to New Fear Unlocked. Or maybe it is. You like to hear updates on our lives as top tier content creators.
Sure.
But I don't think that's the main reason. I think the main reason you listen to New Fear Unlocked is to hear weird news stories, hear our takes on different things that we don't get a chance to talk about on the show.
Maybe hear your email.
We do have some more email episodes coming. But for today, I wanted to highlight an article that Ed sent me that is relevant to both of our interests as East Coast, original East Coasters, and we have connections to Boston and Springfield, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. The headline that Ed sent me this
and article, only read. I didn't read anything beyond the headline.
Ed only read the headline of this article from Boston 25 News. The headline is "Online Concern Grows Over Possible New England Serial Killer." This was published April 18th, 2025. By Bob Ward of Boston 25 News, which is a very never would have suspected him kind of serial killer name, if you ask me.
Bob Ward
might be the
guy.
The guy. We might have caught him already.
It's Bob Woodward.
I'm picturing just a very round man with square glasses.
Well, I hope you're never a deciding member in a jury or a witness.
According to this article, this is Brockton, Mass.
Hey, that's where my dad's from.
Your dad's from Brockton.
From Brockton,
maybe
Mass.
He did it.
Shit, my dad did.
We don't
do
even
it.
Know what he did yet, so I shouldn't say that.
I think my dad probably didn't, but he moved out of there before he can be caught.
Brockton, Mass. In some corners of social media, like Facebook, the idea that a serial killer could be on the prowl in New England is getting more popular. This Facebook group, New England SK, which I'm going to use my powers of deduction to suggest means New England serial killer.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the worst name for it, too. Yeah. I don't know if it's a fan club, if it's an investigatory group, if it's just letters from the serial killer.
It sounds like somebody making their best attempt to make like a catchy name, like the New England SK.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work.
Sure, because it's a worse name.
It's the worst name for anything I've ever heard. But this Facebook group, despite its terrible name, has nearly 9,000 members.
They're doing, they're crushing it. We just opened our thing about how we couldn't, now, yeah, they're, we, fuck, we need to change the name of our group.
We need to change the name of our group to New England SK2.
Or the New England SCs, the New England Scaredy Cats.
Yeah. Or we just need to invite a serial killer to our Facebook page to start picking off members one by one.
Yeah, and then we can say, I think something's happening here.
Yeah, we will notice. We're like, hey, this is weird. Three of the people here died, and they all were missing a piece of jewelry.
It was like, well, we can actually look at the logs. You guys just kicked three people out of the group.
This article says, in other forums, people are posting their concern that some or all of the bodies recently found in New England might be connected. I highly doubt that all of the bodies recently found in New England were killed by...
I think they're going to give a list of bodies that they suspect.
Since the beginning of March, 7 bodies have turned up in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Some of the bodies are unidentified remains. The bodies discovered in Groton and Killingly, Connecticut. Come on.
I know Groton.
Killingly?
Killingly is... It's right there in the name.
They're finding a serial killer's victims in Killingly, Connecticut?
He was just following the rules of the town charter.
Killingly sounds like the name of a short-lived Hulu thriller or something.
Killingly Softly.
The bodies discovered in Groton and Killingly, Connecticut are close to a Rhode Island case. This article does not say how they're close. If they mean in distance or...
I don't know. For more, go to the Facebook group.
Well, we'll read on here. So far, law enforcement is not connecting the cases. However, the talk online has been so loud that recently Groton, Connecticut police issued a statement that said, in part, quote, regarding references circulating on social media about incidents in the state of Rhode Island, we currently have no information connecting those events to any of the incidents in Groton. So it sounds like their statement is saying that these bodies are not close to a Rhode Island case, and this is just the people on Facebook being sort of like Reddit sleuths and piecing this together.
Man, Groton, that's where the sub base is. Submarine base. People are getting shot out of torpedo tubes, getting thrown out into Killington or whatever.
Here in Massachusetts, the discovery of a human skull in Plymouth and another set of remains in Framingham is also being looked at.
Interesting, because Plymouth is on the water, famously. Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
Groton is right on the water. It's a submarine base.
And so you could just be traveling. The serial killer's a good swimmer?
I think the serial killer's nautical. I think they're making their way up the coast from Groton, dumping some bodies, then taking a little boat up to Plymouth, dumping some bodies. And then I don't know, Framingham I don't think is on the water, though.
This is some wild speculation. Are we being irresponsible?
I don't know.
To wildly speculate like this?
It's behind a paywall.
Here's some more wild speculation. In the article, it says, in the late 1980s, a serial killer struck the New Bedford area. 9 women murdered, 2 missing. Author Maureen Boyle covered the case at the time and wrote a book, Shallow Graves, about the history of the unsolved case. She is skeptical that a new serial killer is at work right now. Just because you have bodies found in a variety of places in New England, that does not mean there is a serial killer on the loose in the area.
Level heads prevailed.
Boyle is concerned that online speculation can hurt people. This is not a game, she says. These involve real people. These involve real families. This is serious business. Now, I gotta say, speaking of irresponsible speculation, it is a little bit, I think, out of pocket that this article goes to... In the late 1980s, a serial killer struck the New Bedford area, 9 women murdered, 2 missing. When you're reading this article, you read that sentence and you go, holy shit, is it the same guy?
Oh.
Then the article spends the next 2 paragraphs being like, nah, there's nothing connected. But it's sort of weird to put it in the article that way. This is the sort of media literacy that I hope people have.
They don't. I promise you they don't.
Because you read a sentence like that and you leave this article kind of with it in your head like, oh.
He's back.
He's back.
I think, though, I think what they're trying to do is just saying, has there been serial killers here before? Yes, there have. I don't think this is what's happening this time. Again, not written well.
No, not written. This article is not well written at all.
It's probably written by fucking AI.
It might be. There's two sentences that don't have periods, I'm noticing here. So
this guy's journalistic integrity is shot at this point.
In the Framingham case, Middlesex County DA Marion Ryan's office said it does not appear that foul play was a factor in the person's death. And in the case of the human skull recently discovered in the woods of Plymouth, the DA's office says the case is still under investigation. And this article ends with a line that lets us know that this is a developing story. So it seems like the story that's developing, though, is completely in people's heads.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like any of this, any of the story that's developing has any basis in reality. But
you more or less open the article with like, and the police said it has nothing to do with anything. So yes. What's more to develop? To me, that really seems like a period at the end of that sentence.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, media literacy. The headline here, the news, the way that they're getting away with this is by saying online concern grows over possible New England serial killer.
So the article is technically about the online concern.
Yes.
And then the continuing story will be recovering or reconvening on the online concern.
Yes.
Not about the fact that it's dead in the water, no pun intended.
It's sort of like when people try to cover salacious gossip on the news under the headline, many people are saying. this is many people are saying.
Should have called the show that.
We should have. But it did kind of get me poking around the internet a little bit to see if there was any bit more about this.
Poked around for less.
I have. And what I found is that there are a lot of other places writing about this. I'm leaning towards this is still some sort of a media scare / Facebook frenzy kind of thing. But for the sake of diving a little bit deeper here, there is a People article, or it was originally from People. I found it cross-posted to MSN.com.
India Times.
With the headline, the Hindustan Times.
I always see the craziest shit on. Every time someone says something that's crazy to me,
yeah,
and then I try and find it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm able to, it's always on like the new India Times or whatever. Like almost exclusively, I end up on this Indian website, I guess, but they're always breaking stories that no one else has.
Well, it's another interesting element of all of media being flattened to be shoved into your feed of choice. It all looks like it all looks real.
Yeah.
You know, like wherever the headline's coming from, it all is formatted the same way on your feed. So you read through this stuff and you don't necessarily even check the sources. And then when you do check a source, you know, to be honest, do I know if the Hindustan Times is a real newspaper or if it's just a junk online publisher for clickbait headlines? I don't know.
Yeah, when we did our for the Scared All the Time business stuff, there's still this antiquated thing when you start a business that you need to announce it for 4 weeks in like the newspaper.
Yes.
And to do it in a real newspaper costs a lot more than doing it on a website that seems very clearly developed to be a quote unquote newspaper that pretty much just does like doing business as
announcements,
doing business as announcements. And I use that. I have no idea, but it technically counted in the state of California as like, yep, doing business as periodical monthly or whatever counts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy that some things are. Yeah. But it presents itself as a like a newspaper when you go to the website.
Yeah. A lot of things present themselves as newspapers. And we are all too busy to check and see if they are anything more than a registered domain name.
Exactly.
With some text. People.com, I think, is a real enough website, though. And
that's
they,
People Magazine.
People Magazine. They have an article called What We Know About Six Bodies Found Across New England and the Serial Killer Fears They've Sparked.
Okay. What was the date on this versus the date on the first one?
This is 5 days ago. And so this is published the same day as the last one.
So the only two articles.
No. There's other articles.
Got
this,
you.
This one just has a breakdown of the victims that have been found. And so I thought maybe if we go through this,
People
we can
Magazine
see if
have a few more people on the payroll to be able to like dig up names. No pun intended.
Yeah. So remains of six people have been uncovered in towns across New England in a span of just 1 month. Residents across several New England towns are expressing concerns about a possible serial killer after at least six bodies have been recovered. The remains were found in four towns in Connecticut, one town in Massachusetts, and one town in Rhode Island, all within a couple hours of each other and on the Atlantic coast.
Were they all killed in that same time period? Or it was like, oh, a skeleton washed up?
Well, that is what we are going to get into in this article here. Because the last one, the unidentified remains and stuff, made it sound a little bit like... I mean, I guess you can have unidentified remains if the person is just like a Jane Doe.
Yeah.
But when I hear unidentified remains, I think like bones.
That's kind of where my mind went too. That's
and they
why
found
I
a
thought...
skull in Plymouth, they said. So that person had been dead for a while.
Yeah. So it's weird. It's like, I don't understand. It's like, if I got arrested and they were like, hey, you're the serial killer, because we found seven bodies in places that you vacationed.
Mm-hmm.
And one body was killed 200 years ago, one body was killed this week, and one body was killed while you were on vacation. You're just trying to throw all these fucking bodies on me?
Yeah,
like,
you'd say, whoa.
How old is this serial killer? Is it a fucking vampire?
There is a serial killer. Was it the Green River Killer?
That was in New York, I think.
There is a serial killer who it is since been looked into, and it seems like he was a guy with an insanely high body count. He may at one point have claimed like the most victims of any serial killer.
Was this in Rochester, New York? Is that the Green River Killer?
I can't remember now. I think it was the Something River Killer.
Because I think wherever Rochester definitely had a serial killer, I want to say, because our first batch of buttons we had made, I was like trying to get everything made in America and all this stuff, you know, pre-tariff and all that, just like to do. And this like company I found that made our buttons in Rochester, the only other information I can find on Rochester was like a serial killer or whatever. And I was like, damn, they're killing it in the button game and in the not being alive anymore game.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that you were sending buttons to a serial killer.
Now, we might be. I don't know.
We don't.
Hit us up. We'll keep you anonymous. If we do a serial killer episode, hit us up. We'd love the insight.
Yeah, I think it was Gary Ridgway is who I'm thinking of. And I'm pretty sure it has come out that he may have just started confessing to murders so that he could kind of have them on his...
Raise the body count for when he goes to prison as like a Guinness Book of World Records holder.
Or just because he was a narcissist and it was like, you know, at this point, who gives a fuck? I'll just
I feel that way about
whatever.
Terrorist organizations. Like, they're always just being like ISIS, being like, yeah, it was us. Yeah, throw that on us. We did that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That way it's... You know what I mean? It's just a good way to build up your numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm not saying that these murders are connected to Gary Ridgway and
I saying they're connected to ISIS, but if nobody claims them, one of these two entities might take claim.
That would be a hell of a terrorist attack to invade a country via serial killer. Like if you were a terrorist
time.
Organization and you just started acting as serial killers just to scare the shit out of people.
I don't think that's too slow. It's like in the TikTok generation, I think serial killers take a back seat to mass murderers. Mass murderers, it's fast, it's flashy, it's easy for these guys to take credit for.
That's true. You want a truck. You want a truck, you want a bomb,
Something that does a lot of damage right away. I don't think you want something that's like, hey, you know those 13 kids they didn't find over 30 years?
Yeah,
that was us.
Yeah, ISIS isn't looking to really get under your skin.
Yeah, the town the town that dreaded midnight is not
sundown.
ISIS.
The town that dreaded sundown.
Well, in this case, maybe they were killing at midnight in my version.
Fair.
Anyway, that was a tangent.
As the notion of a possible serial killer floats across social media among web sleuths, how many of these web sleuths have ever solved a crime?
There's got to be somebody. I think the woman who did Serial fell in love with that guy. So if the crime was falling in love, then she
the
both committed
was,
it and solved it.
Was stealing her heart.
Yeah, and then she solved out. She solved who did it. You're right. You did a better version.
As the notion of a possible serial killer floats across social media among web sleuths, some investigating agencies have dismissed the theory, people previously reported. Two of the women connected to the case disappeared in the fall, per local media reports. Here's what we know about the victims and the timeline of the bodies discovered. March 6th, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Page, what, where?
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Oh, shit, man. I'm in Norwalk all the time. It's where I sell the dumplings with my dumpling friends.
Well, this woman may have visited your dumplingery.
And I don't want to fucking scare you right now, but it's on the water, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Oh, shit.
South Norwalk has like a harbor.
We need to be looking into Olympian swimmers.
No, I think they are boat
this
based.
Might be Michael Phelps.
We need to get We need to join this Facebook group. We have information.
Phelps wants a gold medal for killing women.
He wants the gold medal back that he had to give back for smoking weed or whatever.
This first body, Paige Fannin, female, 35. The body of Paige Fannin was recovered by Norwalk Police's scuba team and fire...
Scuba! Oh, here we go, baby. They don't get called out unless there's water.
And this body was recovered by the scuba team and fire rescue team on March 6th. Norwalk Police were assisting authorities in nearby Wilton, Connecticut, search for a missing person.
Wilton is beautiful when it's not loaded with corpses.
Per the New Haven Register, Wilton authorities were looking for this woman, Paige Fannin, a resident of West Islip on Long Island, as she was seen in their jurisdiction on March 5th, a day after she was reported missing in New York. Authorities located clothing and personal items left on the bank of the Norwalk River before eventually discovering Fannin's body. A GoFundMe has been set up to assist her family as they cope with her untimely death.
And anyone who's been affected by us making fun of it.
So... Should we put the links to the GoFundMe in the show notes for this episode?
Unless we find out at the end of it is all a fucking hoax and we look like assholes.
I don't think this is a hoax.
All right. In that case, we're just having a bit of fun. It's better. The other article is easier to make fun of because they don't give any names.
True.
They're just, it could be anything. So RIP, God bless to this person, this poor person.
Well, we've
got
five more names, so.
I'll stop talking about them. But if they're found near the water, I will be forced to say something.
All right. March 19th, Groton, Connecticut.
That's by the water. We've established that.
This is an unnamed female between 40 and 60 years old. Authorities recovered a body inside a suitcase near a cemetery in Groton.
Wow.
State police told the outlet they do not believe there's any information suggesting a connection to the discovery of other remains. Groton's police chief echoed the statement, urging people to not rush to judgment per the outlet.
I will tell you right now, I was actually just looking at luggage recently. It's super expensive. This is crazy. I would have used a bag, just a plastic bag.
This is sounding a lot like an admission, Ed.
No, I'm telling you that it's wild that this person decided to use luggage to put a body in.
Well, hold
because
on.
Because that's luggage you could, maybe because it's easier to roll, but I would have just used a cheaper item and hung on to the luggage.
So on the same day that the first woman was found, March 6th, another body was found in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
On the water.
Also unnamed, no information on gender or age. Human remains were found by a hunter in a wooded area in Plymouth, Mass., about 108 miles east of Groton and 178 miles east of Norwalk. Norwalk. The hunter initially thought the remains belonged to an animal before realizing the bone was not consistent with the shape of animal bones.
And that it was in a rolling suitcase.
Officers responding to his report determined the bone was the top half of a human skull with its jaw and nasal area missing, per the outlet. Authorities did not release any identifying information, and people did not immediately hear back from Plymouth police regarding updates. Okay, so for these first three, I am definitely leaning not a serial killer. You've got one woman found in the river, another unnamed woman found in a suitcase in a graveyard near a cemetery, and then a third...
Trying to do the right thing or rolling it to the right place.
The top of a third person's head... who died clearly long enough ago that it was just bone.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, doesn't rule out the same killer, but I'm not sensing a pattern.
I'm not sensing a pattern either, yeah. But then we haven't been in the Facebook group, so we don't know.
That's true.
What they have.
March 20th, New Haven, Connecticut. Okay. Denise Leary.
It's not far from the water.
Denise Leary, female, 59. Authorities in New Haven found...
Dennis Leary, RIP, God bless.
Found the body of Denise Leary after...
Is he with us?
Yeah, Dennis Leary's alive.
News to me.
Authorities in New Haven found the body of Denise Leary after residents reported discovering human remains in a wooded area near a home, the New Haven police announced on X. The remains were, quote, in an advanced state of decay when they were found. On March 25th, police confirmed the body belonged to Denise Leary, who disappeared in September. Police claim Leary suffered from paranoid schizophrenia. New Haven is about 156 miles west of Plymouth and 50 miles west of Groton.
I hate to hear that they had a history of that, because it sounds like a lot of people in this Facebook group might also be like gang stalked, targeted individuals. That's how you end up in shit like this. And that's just alleging. We don't know. We're not saying that there's a correlation there.
On March 26th in Foster, Rhode Island, the body of Michelle Romano, age 56, was found 8 months after she disappeared. Her remains were found in a wooded area, Rhode Island authorities said at the time, and investigators began looking into suspicious circumstances surrounding her death. A man in the neighborhood told the news that his dog may have noticed the remains before they were found by the individual who reported it. Quote, I know my dog has been acting strange when he comes out here, Tom Slater told the outlet. He's always sniffing over that way. I don't know how long the body has been over there, but he would pick up on it. Foster is about 89 miles northeast of New Haven. And then April 9th in Killingly, Connecticut, another unnamed, no information on gender or age. Last week, unidentified human remains were found in Killingly, the Connecticut State Police previously told people in an email. The investigation is in the early stages, remains active and ongoing. There is no information at this time suggesting any connection to similar remains discoveries actively under investigation by CSP or other Connecticut law enforcement agencies. While police across the towns remain tight-lipped, online sleuths are gathering on TikTok, Facebook, and Reddit to discuss the matter. Many have joined Facebook group New England SK, which now that I'm reading it sounds even less like a serial killer name and more like a gang.
Yeah.
It's 9,000 women with nothing better to do.
Yeah, New England SK has now taken credit for all 9 murders.
Yeah.
As quote, an initiation.
Okay, but now this leaves us with, obviously, the move here is we need to go on the New England SK.
They're not going to let us in.
Group. Well, let's see. Is it private?
Better be. You can't leave this much insanity up to the public, right?
You can't just let anybody. Well, it seems like it may. Maybe since these news articles went up.
Locked it down.
Yeah, because I'm not finding New England SK as a. Oh, yes. Okay, here it is. But it is private. About this group. This group was created to discuss the theory of a serial killer working in the New England area. New England serial killer does not censor group members. That being said, if you post someone's name, address, phone number, license plate number, or other identifying information, you make yourself liable to lawsuits. Be careful what you post and how you word it. So somebody on here was posting pictures of their neighbor's personal information, being like, this fucking guy did it.
Yeah, this guy right here. Dave Johnson of 123 Murder Street, Killingworth, Connecticut.
Killingly, Connecticut.
He did it. Okay. He did it. I think tonight we should all go there.
I will say again, well, now, probably because this page was made popular by these news stories, it now has nearly 20,000 members.
Whoa. So they are still accepting new members.
They clearly are. They shot up. And the photo, again, is not a photo that I think a serious person would use. It's a wide screenshot of maybe Dexter or some other character with his back to the camera holding a knife and walking into the woods.
That is, how are you trying to do something seriously for the families of the victims? Like, we're going to help get to the bottom of this for baby Jessica or whatever. And your picture is like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Like, that seems right away. That's not, it's just like, it's in poor taste.
It is in poor taste. I mean, I know we have maybe made a couple of crude jokes over the course of examining these articles, but
we don't know these people.
this seems particularly egregious.
Well, it's only egregious because they've attached themselves to the cases with an avatar of a serial killer.
Yes. Breaking news as we are recording this.
So you'll get it in 2 weeks from this breaking news.
Well, you'll get it 2 weeks later, but maybe by then we'll know more about this potential serial killer. But an article just came across my desk here. Questions arise after woman's body is found on Springfield bike trail. This is Springfield, Massachusetts, posted 3 hours ago. The death of a woman found near a bike path around Springfield's Hall of Fame Avenue is getting more than an official investigation at this hour.
She's getting a placard on the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, what's more than an official investigation? Is the president getting involved?
I don't think it's going to get solved any faster. Yeah, that is weird. It's weird wording. I mean, it is also wording that they've probably already have a template for anytime something happens in the Hall of Fame row, where it's like they're getting more than appreciation. They're getting a Hall of Fame trophy.
While social media buzzes about a potential serial killer, it's important to note that no official has tied this unattended death in Springfield to other investigations.
I'm getting an alert right now. It says it's ISIS.
In fact, law enforcement in other states also say they can't tie death investigations in their areas to this suspected killer. You may
because
have seen,
that would require work.
You may have seen over social media followers are becoming detectives. Not good. In fact, in just the past week, a Facebook group known as New England SK was created and is already up to 19,000 members. They're attempting to tie suspicious deaths or human remains in multiple cities back to one mastermind at this hour. Those concerns have been disputed by law enforcement across the region. Now, the suspicion has grown to our portion of the Bay State. Within that New England SK group, multiple posts are wondering if this alleged serial killer may have struck in Springfield. It's unclear how this woman died. An autopsy is being conducted, and the Springfield News has reached out to the DA's office about these online rumors, as well as any concerns over public safety, and they have yet to hear back.
Yeah, it does suck if anything happens in your town. You're like, oh, shit, is the spotlight, the searing spotlight of New England SK going to land on our town now?
I will say, though, Ed, if you look at this photo of where they found her body on the bike path, what's that to the right?
Fuck, that is right on the water.
That is right on the water.
Shit, man.
So we may have a creature from the Black Lagoon type serial killer.
And it only took me, what, the first four sentences to get there? I should be running this group.
This man's shirt is way too tight for the evening news.
What you're showing me is not anything.
Oh.
It's just a picture of Chris with a tight shirt on.
This man, Wesley.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, Wesley on the news here, the local news is wearing the buttons are pulling apart, like holding on for dear life.
He looks like he just had sex in a closet before he had to come on camera and like hastily buttoned his shirt up.
Yeah, he came off camera and then ran to come on camera. But and I will say he's like an in shape guy. It's not like me putting on a shirt and the buttons are pulling, you know, at the seams there. He's a ripped dude who.
Damn, we're paying attention though now.
Fuck, man. Attention. I wasn't going to pay attention to any of this until he showed up.
But that's where the mystery stands as of nearly.
Is he single? That's a new mystery.
No, that's not the mystery. The mystery is whether or not there is a serial killer prowling throughout New England. And as of nearly 5 p.m. on April 23rd, there remains no answer. I would argue there remains really no question, but the internet, insists upon itself that there is a serial killer potentially on the prowl. So, Scaredy Cats, we turn to you. If you have any information on the New England
guest serial killer,
water serial killer,
yeah, I don't
river
know,
river killer.
I guess I don't know where to send that information. How about this? If you've
no,
heard
I was
of
say,
it,
send it to us.
But what are we going to do with it?
Well, I'm not saying send evidence to us. Send that to the police. But if you have a story,
or if you've heard anything in your
if
town,
you've heard anything,
if
yeah.
You've put your neighbor's license plate online.
If you've captured a video of somebody killing a woman, send that to the police.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't send that to us. Send it to that ripped guy in the local news.
Wesley.
Woo. Wesley, dude. My God. I think this serial killer is not...
The pecs on that man.
He is not firmly on terra firma. He is a seafaring person. I was going to say a seafaring man. They'd be like, well, it could be a woman, but it's almost never a woman when it comes to serial killers. So, yeah, this seafaring man, probably dressed like the Gordon Fisherman.
Yeah.
Big yellow rain slicker.
He sounds kind of like the comedy version of the I Know What You Did Last Summer killer.
Yeah, well, the real version.
He's wearing a black, he's got the fish hook, but the Gordon's Fisherman has that very friendly yellow slicker on.
Yeah, I think this guy's got that. He's showing up places where he's being like, hey, you want some fish? I got some fish for you, and here's the better. I know you're thinking, I don't know, but then hear me out. They're in stick form, and now obviously people are drawn into being like, oh, we'll try his sticks. They come up, and he goes, got your ass, woo.
In the van,
and then I leave you for, I don't know, 100 years, so you're just a skull, and then I come back to this spot, because all murders are Gordon Fisherman murders. We're not getting them as a sponsor.
No, I really would love, though, somebody to explain to me the actual theory of this serial killer.
Well, have you typed in, just ask the internet?
Well, I tried.
Say, what's going on? What's going on with this?
I mean, as of 12 days ago, the most popular post about this on r/New England is headline, New England serial killer. And then the post is, looks like one of the bodies they recovered was found in a suitcase. So that's not super cool.
Oh, true.
But again,
true statement.
Not super cool, but... And then another person says there have been multiple dismembered bodies in suitcases in and around Connecticut since the 2000s.
Okay, so we got at least 25 years of people ruining Samsonites.
But yeah, I don't think there's a ton of merit here.
No. The Merritt Parkway runs through Connecticut, just if we're using word association at this point in the episode.
Hey, you know what? Glenn Beck did it very well for a number of years on primetime television. So.
Here we go, baby. So anyway, this sounds like this has been your New England update, New England serial killer update on what was already turning out to be a great 2025. So if you live in New England, lock your doors. Or don't, because it sounds made up. Or at least it sounds unconnected.
Yeah, I think we might need to do a different bonus episode. I don't think this one's going to fly.
What do you mean?
It's just...
too rude?
It's a lot of making fun of dead women just to be like, yeah, this pretty much seems like bullshit.
Well, at least we have the recording.
Yeah.
The theme song may say this show has no name. But as you know, it actually has a name. New Fear Unlocked.
The thing you guys always say, that's the name.